3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high
and high definition.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at?
Takeover Tuesday, we're gonna start it a little different. We're gonna start it a little something like this.
Once she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Trapper. Once I set the trap, I'll be fucking something after. Pick a Molly sweet, just run about them faster. She was kinda neat, now she almost a disaster. Oh, I'm a real fucking master. I took her to school, now she taking off like NASA. Used to wait, now nigga ain't gotta ask her. I gave her the tools, now bitch way better. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game. Having fun, she starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. We ain't doing nothing basic. We gon' overdo it till these motherfuckers hate it. I'ma put it in you and then I want you to take it. And flip it so good, everybody wanna taste it, yeah. You can tell that you're my favorite. I give you the gas, now you burning up the pavement. If you ever leave, I'ma probably have to chase it. Took too long to make it, now I can't replace it. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage.
Monstrous Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. New music from Tank called Savage. You gonna be a savage tonight? Take over the show, huh? If you trying to make me spin all night, y'all trying to make me spin all night, Call in, say it with your chest. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to talk. So let's go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable, one of the monsters. What's good, mama? Hello.
How it do? How to do? How to do? It's all good.
Hey, I almost called it a Monstrous Monday. Oops.
Really? I'm gonna need you to get together.
I know.
I ain't trying to go back to Monday. If we closer to Friday, come on now. You playing game.
Right.
So, everybody got time for that. I'm just saying.
All right, so you know, we got a couple of things to talk about tonight. We got some topics, but tonight's really about you guys calling in, the listeners calling in, taking over the show. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Promote yourself, promote a homie, you promote your auntie, your nephew. It doesn't matter. Just call in and promote them right here live on Monsters Radio. So I don't really got too much for who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Let me see if I can find something, though. I'm pretty sure I can find stuff. I might even gotta make up some shit. But let's see. Looks like Tech N9ne's talking about his company getting ripped off. Oh, shit. So we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Let's see what else they got in here. Let's see. They got some more stuff about the massacre, talking about how Vegas is back in action. Let's see what else they got over here. Who's Alex Morgan? Cops. Alex Morgan.
Isn't that
drunk
reporter? Oh, I don't know.
Alex Morgan. Disney staffers yelling at Disney. Epcot Center thrown out. She was thrown out the Epcot Center. But we're going to find out who the hell she is here coming up here a little bit. Looks like Tom Petty has also passed away. So all you Tom Petty fans,
who?
Big, say your last, you know how they do it. I don't know what to say. So I guess you have any entertainment news that we might touch coming up later?
Let's see. Let me check. Hold on.
I'm going to die over here holding my breath waiting on you. Come on, man.
What? Stop playing. We got a couple spouses who's, stop playing. I'm going slow. It's 9 o'clock, man. It's time for bed. I'm getting old. I'm just saying. Booby, Keisha Cole's husband, is taking a book out akin to Mary J. Blige's ex-husband, and he's going for spousal support and their child. Shit.
Wait, what? No, wait. We'll get into
yeah.
some more coming up
yeah.
here in just a little bit. We'll get into some more coming up here in just a little bit. Let's see. Also, we got our topic because, you know, things is about learning things around here on Monsters Radio. But we're going to wait a little bit to get into that one. We're going to see if some other people call in and talk about it. Because, oh, it could be a drama jerker. I'm just saying it is.
I'm waiting.
You know how we do it. We put our post out, and then we read the comments from that come under the post. You dig? It's some things that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it might be some things that we notice on social media, like people are talking about. It might just be some straight-up bullshit. Who knows? But you'll find out here coming up in just a little bit. We're going to get back into our music break. Let me see. Who do I got over here? Don't I got some hot new music? I got some 20s artists coming up here in a little bit. But this is 880? Is that who it is? 88? Okay, we're going to figure it out. This is Trilly Wonka, the golden ticket, Monsters Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday. You trying to take over, or you going to make me spin all night nights? Y'all want me to spin all night nights? Call in. Say it with your chest. You know how we do it.
Say that you must be Trilly Wonka. Yes, I am. Ho, we got Zanny Perky's and a Molly by the bolo. And understand when I kick shit, little bitch, it's just my lingo. Kicking this shit like I'm Bruce Lee, and I'm having this shit like it's Lucy. Yeah. She won't Zan, she won't Molly, baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like bam, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. Yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. She won't Zan, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Hey. Face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. Yeah. Hold up this four, I'm sipping. I put up this four, I'm sipping. I got the golden ticket. Know where your nigga flex like he rich. We really came from the bricks. We really know about the shit. Say, what do you really know about the bottom? We really pulled the fool down in the bottom. Yo, bitch in here, she won't catch a body. Zanny and Perkin, you know where we got it. Hey, she wanna die for nigga. You talk
And shit, we might cop a nigga. Yeah, 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 we bout action, nigga. All of that rap turned to something, nigga. Like, sorry, Miss Jackson, your son caused some action. We caught him in traffic and hit him with ratchets, like. Fuck nigga, should have been rap. She won't say it, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. She won't say it, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Cool, she can tell it, not written. Yeah, got time, I got perk, got Miley. I know the baby wanna get out of her body. How I'm dripping the sauce, the dapper gun done got it. A young nigga whipping this sauce, so she wanna fuck on the real nigga. This cat is why they say it feel better. So she wanna fuck a nigga that with my jello. And she wanna smoke gas with the gargoyles. I know it fuck with you, baby. Trillin' wanna go bold enough for you, baby. Deuce on the deuce, that's enough for you, baby. Zanny and Perky's, I got you some, baby.
Got you,
she won't say it. Won't Molly, baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. She won't Zan, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie.
Okay.
I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. Baby, won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden
really
ticket.
Want.
I got that golden ticket, yeah. Hold up this four, I'm sipping. I put up this four, I'm sipping.
Okay, so that was Trilly Wonka. So I, it's unbelievable. Did you know that Big Boy had released an album from Outkast? You might got yourself on mute there for a moment. All right, I'll wait.
Stop it! No, what did he? No.
Oh, you're on speakerphone. You got yourself on
speakerphone. Oh, dang, and I'm on. Okay, I need to get it together. I need to get it together, Jesus.
Right, right.
I'm sounding like you today. I am taking like, I am being like you today. No, I haven't.
I know you just did not throw me under the bus.
Ooh,
go ahead.
Just a little
you
bit. You see your feet? No, I haven't. So is it... Is it good? Have you heard it? You know.
Before our whole system went down, we did have the whole entire album, the whole album bumped. They're even saying it might have been like the greatest album of the year. It's probably the most
really
overlooked album. Excuse me. Damn, let's just check it out.
Bit by. If it's alright,
oh, yeah.
I wanna kick it with you all night.
Woo.
Have a good time.
We will.
Ain't gotta worry, cause it's alright. It's alright.
Anything
won't
do.
All night, baby.
Do.
Don't be shy.
Wanna say, yep. Players gon' play when they wanna play. Long lay, on lay, for one night, like Luther Vandross ride. No way, daddy bad sad, don't skip no days. Either meet her, greet her, treat her like a queen, then I give her that Peter Jack. That's how we procreate. Take care of my babies, I'ma tote the weight. I'ma carry the load and I'ma win the bread as well. No tricking off of my girl. Yo, chicken off of my girl. She thick with all of her curves. Plus she got a mind on her. Street smart, book smart, built by design for me. Gotta hold her up, cause she always holding me down.
on. Like a bank robber with a note, give it to the teller so she know we ain't fucking around.
There's something about that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
Yeah. If it's all right.
It's okay, I've been feeling good, now nigga feeling great. Started out as a little hood nigga from Savannah, then I moved to the A. Hey,
dirty, dirty, see we grew up on dopes and thirties.
Sucking up game like a wet bat, put it out, eat it up, get it right back. Yeah.
They ain't worthy, sometimes I think they don't deserve me.
Big cold as the ice in your nightcap, hit you with your bonnet on by the night lamp.
We don't discriminate, we just want you to participate.
It takes two to tango, now rep the day, go this ain't that same old, same old, old, same shit. We done switched it up like a plain clothes, 5-0-12, same cold, my flow, hell, stay froze.
There's something about that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
If it's all right.
With you.
I just wanna boogie with you. Do anything that you wanna do.
You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster Mix. Unbelievable. Monster Radio Live.
If it's alright.
Okay, so all right, so yeah, like I was saying, the Big Boy album, it's predicted to be a really, really great album, probably the most underrated and overlooked album of 2017. I heard it bumps. He's got a lot of hitters on that. I see what they're talking about. They're saying he's just not getting that promotion that he should be getting for the caliber artist that he is, and that's why it's being overlooked. So us DJs, we got to do what we got to do to make sure Big Boy have his ass a big-ass Christmas. You dig? Let's get out here and start promoting that music and his album and help him get to the rankings that he should be with this album he got. I'm telling y'all, for y'all people out talking about y'all want to hear some real hip-hop and some real music where y'all can hear all the words, get that Big Boy album. Get that Big Boy album. I don't even work for them. I'm telling y'all, get that Big Boy album. I ain't getting nothing out of it. I'm just saying.
Right?
So,
well, I can say that song today that you played goes for the National Boyfriend Day. Yeah. So if y'all want to play a song for your man, play that one. Just saying.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I was like, what? National Boyfriend Day? What did you talk about? It's National Boyfriend Day?
It's National Boyfriend Day.
That's that bullshit. See, man, we don't be knowing about
y'all better get it. Y'all better know it. Me and y'all better know y'all holidays y'all, to get y'all some presents and stuff. Y'all better learn it.
See, I bet you all the women out there know it's National Boyfriend Day. They've been knowing since they was 13 and ain't bought nan boyfriend, nan gift. They just roll right past it. You don't say nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
Right.
Bogus asses. It is what it is.
But I give him a shout out. I give him a shout out. Shout out, boyfriend. Shout out.
You lucky bastard. All right, go ahead and jump into this entertainment news. Like I said in the beginning, like, I like this dude, so we're going to jump on his issues right away. Tech N9ne is saying, there's nothing strange here. My company name got ripped off. Hip-hop artist Tech N9ne is adamant there is no I in strange, no matter what a rival record company wants you to think. According to a new lawsuit, the Caribou Loop rapper's independent record label, Strange Music, founded with his business partner in 1999, is being ripped off by another label that popped up in 2016 with a strikingly similar name, Strange Music, but they spell it with an I. Well, damn. Strange was created under the umbrella of Universal Music Group to cause confusion with hip-hop fans and undermine the years of hard work done by Tech N9ne and Strange Music. Tech claims consumers consistently get Strange Music artists mixed up with the other Strange label on social media due to Strange International Marketing deception, and it's hurting his brand. He's suing for the trademark infringement and wants the label to change its name and destroy everything with their name on it. Tech N9ne also wants any profit Strange May has made off the name. Well, damn. He's coming in popping off like a Tech N9ne. You did? Blah! He's getting all y'all down. So, I mean, is he right or is he wrong? What you think?
You know, I think people get too close to different names, and it can cause confusion, because if you know anything about the internet, when you put in certain type of codes and certain type of names or startup names, they just go to the first one that they see. And so if that's the first one that they see, then yes, they're taking his business, no matter how it's spelled, because the internet only sees something that's quote-unquote like it or familiar or similar, and that's what's going to come up. So, yeah, they could be losing income, and, yeah, they could be losing revenue, because we're not going to look at me like, oh, that's an I for an E, unless you know the company.
Right.
Especially if you're new to it.
Right, especially like us, we went through that, monsterusradio.com. If you remember, in our early years, we used to always say Monsterous Radio. We had to change that up. Why? Because we lost a lot of listeners. We couldn't connect with a lot of new listeners because they would go to the actual spelling, Monsterous. And if you go there, you will get a radio network, but it's Japanese. You dig? So all those little things, they count. So that's why now we always say Monster. U.S. Radio, you know, it's still Monster Us, you know, but we got to say it right if we want the people to go to the right page. So, yeah, I can see where he's coming from. And like you said, if it's deliberately undermined to, divert traffic away from his page, then hell yeah, get they ass. You know what I mean? You know?
And get your money.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Tell them to put it on an EBT card, too. Fuck them. let's see what else we got over here. All right, actually, let's go ahead and jump into some of your entertainment news, and then maybe we'll bounce around and we'll get back to this Alex Morgan. I got to read the article on what it's saying, what happened with her. So, what entertainment news did you have for tonight? Hello.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Okay, you know, Kenu was Mary J. Blige's husband, and they're going through a serious lawsuit. And so he's asking for spousal support and a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, we all know that Keisha Cole.
Okay, so the husband. Hold on. So
the husband is asking.
Mary J. Blige's husband. It's asking her for spousal support, amongst other things. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
So, now, you know they've been on, like, everybody's been doing, like, house, you know, real live TV, whatever. So, Keisha Cole and Boobie, I can't remember his name. That's the nickname that they got him. Her husband. He played basketball. He's asking for the same thing. He's asking for spousal support and custody of their son. So they're saying he's taking a page out of the book of Kenu, and trying to get more money from their spouse who at the time, I think they were about equal in pay till he got hurt. Now she's making more money. And so he want what's coming to him and the baby. So how do you feel, you know, when it comes to one making more? And do you think men should get spousal support and request for the child?
Ooh, ooh, you're going to put me in the hot seat tonight. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, well, let's see. How do I start this out? Okay, first we're going to start out like this. Yeah, we're going to start out like this.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all gotta wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I wanna say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream, achoo, you could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
Yes. All right. Be careful, Sarah. I just want to say,
silly.
When I was younger, I mean, it probably would have been frowned upon, but in today's age, to be honest, it's like, I don't know. I'm not going to say, like, I don't know. Today's things have changed. Everybody's out on some, once they get mad, they're on some selfish shit. They're trying to take everything. Give me all the money. You don't get half a shit. Blah, 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 blah. It probably was like that back in the day. I was just too young for it. but I mean, I don't really see nothing wrong in today's age with, you know, a man asking a woman for spousal support. I mean, especially if it was a situation where, you know, he was doing good, she was doing good, whatever, whatnot. I'm not too much into the whole thing of spousal support. But then again, too, I ain't never been married and been sued for it or tried to sue somebody for it, so I can't really relate too much. But because I'm the type of person, like, okay, if you want the kid, then, you know, then you should be assuming all responsibilities. If you're saying I want the kid, that's you saying I can't handle all the responsibility. If you're not trying to give me joint custody, all that extra, then you saying I can take care of, then you take care of the kid then. If you cannot take care of the kid, send the kid back to me. Sounds weird, but that's how it is to me. If you can't take care, I shouldn't have to give you no money. You shouldn't have to give me no money. You can't handle it, send his ass back over there. That's just how I feel about it. But as far as how they go, but, you know, I don't know the situation today. To me, did you write some of them songs Mary J. Blige be singing? Did you
sing some background? He was her manager.
He was
her manager.
Yeah,
so
he got
so,
management money? Was he working for free?
No,
was
he wasn't.
His management cut?
He probably
he
was.
Separate account for his. Then he got money? What do you
hey,
mean?
Now
that's the poor part. He got money?
And that's the question. You know what I'm saying? But they're trying to say they want to maintain their lifestyle that they had when with them.
Yeah, yeah. See, now when I was younger, I didn't understand that. Can you explain that to people? I mean, I understand it now, but can you explain what spousal support is all about and what they mean by the same quality of living?
Spousal support.
Because that's what it's all about.
Is given to the woman to maintain the
for the
clothing. Huh? What?
For the man. Or the man, woman, or the man.
Women or the man.
Yep.
It's for to maintain their clothing, their shopping, their living. However you guys lived in that short time that you guys was married, that person has to maintain that type of living. If you had kids, it's spousal support with child support. So if you lived in a mansion, you got to be able to pay for that mansion. And that woman or man has to be able to live comfortably the same way that you did if you were married. So the term is cheaper to keep her. A lot of people believe that because they don't have to give the extra. And it's based upon how many years. I know in California, if you be married for 10 years, they get half no matter what. It's split 50-50. Some other states go off of your income, how much you grossed, how much your taxes say, how much you get in, how much you're expected to get it. Like, it's not like what you see. We're talking what you're expected to get in. And then after that, that's what they base on, how many kids you have, if you do, if you don't, and if you sign a prenup. If you have not signed a prenup, show agreement, then you have to go through the separating of the assets, which is cars, houses, boats, islands, whatever you may have. And some people who are rich, they either go for the value or they take the property.
Right. So, yeah, so that means, yeah, so if you had a swimming pool, when you break up, them kids get a swimming pool.
Yes, they do.
Your ass better start living broke, motherfucker. I'm just saying, you better start living in an apartment. So when y'all break up, them kids get an apartment. Boy, they come in with chill. You want to live in a mansion, you come in with me. But we had an apartment when we was with your mama. I'm so petty.
And don't try to hide money, because they will find it. They will find it, and they will find you on that. So on that note, another basketball player and his wife, he was paying her $10,000 a month, and it has been reduced now to $2,000 a month. And she's crying because that cuts into her expenses. But when the kids get a certain age, you don't have to keep that up. The only thing that you're required to keep up is their insurance or whatever else is in the divorce decree. So some people get away with not paying it, or it lowers every time the kids get a certain age. And if they're in college, sometimes they have a college fund or whatever. So, yeah.
Crazy. Okay. So that's what's up on that. All right. Well, hey, I don't learn something. I'll tell you that much. Shoot. So, I mean, if you got married, would you get a prenup?
I've been married before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
did y'all get a prenup?
No.
Okay.
I left with every debt that I had to get out. We did. At a time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said you did what? You said you did what? You left with every debt.
I left with every.
What?
Yep. I left with all the debt to leave. Yes, I did. Whether it was mine, his, ours, I left with it all to get out.
Right.
Most people won't do that.
Okay.
Most people will say that I was crazy. Right. Most people would say, he take his debt, you take your debt. But you have to know who you're messing with and who the players are on the playing field. We were married for a long time, 17 and a half years. So the judge was like, who's going to buy them tennis shoes? Who's going to buy them this? And I was like, me? I've been doing it for this long? What you mean? Because she was not going to give me my divorce. And I was like, oh, hell to the no. We're not doing that. No, I would take this. I would take that. I don't care. I just need you to sign on that dotted line. So with that, it's all different. Would I get a prenuptial agreement? No, because the money ain't, I can't take it with me. So it don't matter. I'll start over. What's for me is for me. And if God bless me with it once, he'll bless me with it twice. That's why I don't look at money as the do all to say all. It just, to me, gets you in places that you will want, you couldn't get unless you had that much. So I think a lot of money makes people miserable. They're not happy, and that's why divorces do occur. So, nah, I wouldn't worry about that. But if he wants one and he feels like he wants to get one, hey, whatever you want, I'll sign it. But I probably wouldn't. I ain't going in taking it. I don't want your stuff. I care less. I just want you. And that's how I went in. I just want you. And I just want myself when it comes to if I need to get out.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Damn, that was a little roller coaster ride. You did a little ups, a little downs. It was love and, you know, a little bit of like, damn, you strong as hell, sister. Go ahead, do your thing. Pump that fist up. Put the pick in the back of your throat. You did. All right. Damn, you know, it threw me for a loop. I don't know what to say now. Shit.
Would you want a prenup?
I'm gonna tell y'all after we come back after this music. We're gonna play some Minnesota Fisher Boy. This is called MOB Monsters Radio Live. When we come back, let's see, what is Monster want in his prenup? Can you guess what it is? Hit us up, 424-243-9649, or hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com.
One time for my niggas, who chasing money, go get it. Not two time for my real trap bitches, who out making moves in the trenches.
Go and get it.
Boy, you know from the ball to the app, if you need it, look around, you can get it.
Come and get it.
Got pounds moving all through the town, real loud, you can smell it when I answer.
Real shit.
When it's cold in winter, we go and get it.
I heard you trapped, determine
what's your position.
Well,
yeah, niggas gon' hate, but if niggas don't hate, then it's something that you should look into fixing.
Why you tripping?
Partying hard. Cause yeah, we living.
Boy, we living.
We work hard, so fuck your opinion.
Fuck.
Just some cool young niggas, a lot of fly bad bitch, a bunch of money, so fuck it, we go and get it.
Go and get it.
Hands up if you rep your city.
Rep it.
Represent it if you know your city with it.
They with it.
I rep mine cause I know mine get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I rep mine cause I know mine with it.
Yeah, we with it.
East side, west side, I move around my city. South side, frog time. If it's money, I go and get it. Fuck the goofies and clown that's gon' hate.
Little hate.
I tell them, pipe down, stay in your place, fuck nigga.
One time for my niggas.
My niggas.
I know you rock your city on your fitty. Not too time for the bitches in your city. Listen, cause they know how to get it. Young niggas in the trap. I know you making moves, doing business. Man, I had to show the love to my city. Everybody show some love for your city. One time for my niggas. I know you rock your city on your fitty. Not too time for the bitches in your city. Listen, cause they know how to get it. Young niggas in the trap. I know you making moves, doing business. Man, I had to show the love to my city. Everybody show some love for your city. I got my city tatted on my skin. That's how that you know that it's real.
It's real.
I remember those days. We was young with no brains behind
the
wreck in the field. I swear niggas would box it out.
We was boxing.
And that's what we would call drills.
It was drill.
But them pistols is popping now. But these shooters not ready to kill. This where them purple and yellow colors is poppin'.
It's poppin'.
All this designer that we be coppin'.
All
designer. Shout out my Minnesota niggas for starting the movement. Cause on my mama's
shout
going
out
broke,
GMA,
it's not
man,
an option. I don't know what you heard, nigga, we poppin'. Every move we makin', bringin'
the prop.
Man, I had to show the love to my city. Every mixtape that's droppin', I'm tryna
cop.
Now give it up for the bitches in your city. Cause they be on it all,
they
know
be about
bitches.
That bread.
They be out here making moves in the city. Got a pocket full of hundreds and a 50.
All hundreds,
so
all
rep your city.
Your city.
If you know your city, bout business.
About business.
Young nigga bustin' moves, gonna get it. Young nigga bustin' moves, gonna get it.
Yeah.
One time for my niggas.
My niggas.
I know you rock your city on your fitty.
On your
not two time for the bitches in your city. Listen, cause they know how to get it.
How to get it.
Young niggas in the trap. I know you making moves, doing business.
Doing business.
Man, man, I had to show the love to my city. Everybody show some love for your city. One time for my niggas. I know you rock your city on your fitted. Not two time for the bitches in your city. Listen, cause they know how to get it. Young niggas in the trap. I know you making moves, doing business. Man, I had to show the love to my city. Everybody show some love for your city.
This is Maya J. It's called Lit. New music. Take over Tuesday. Okay. Take over Tuesday.
I'm going to get the bitch lit.
We're going to get a Tuesday lit. just real quick to throw in there, how many people actually go out and do things like yoga, take cardio classes, go to the gym and things like that?
just think about it. How much do you actually invest in yourself and your own personal health like you invest in your fashion? You be out trying to get Gucci glasses, Gucci shoes, and all these other things. How much do you invest in your own personal health? Talking about how good you eat. Instead of eating fast food, eat you some steak and potatoes or something. Or maybe you don't eat red meat. How much do you invest in your own personal health like you invest in your fashion? Let that marinate on y'all just a little bit before I get into my prenups. You dig what I'm going to ask for in my prenup if I get one. Okay. Let me see. Let me give me some background music for this. This might get bad. It might be a thunderstorm up in hell.
It's going to get good.
Okay,
what? Okay.
Right.
The anticipation music. Dun, 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 dun. Came in there, monster.
Okay,
is like your answer, huh?
Right, huh? Okay. So, all right. No, my music don't went away. Okay, it was just too loud. What would I ask for, Iman? So, what would I ask for a prenup? Probably shit to stay married. Because if you marry me, I can't let you go. It is what it is. What I would ask for, my original answer, I always said since I was a kid, if I got married and I had to sue for some type of support, then you like my Michael Jackson voice. If I had to sue for some type of support, the type of support I would sue for, I would sue for pussy support. That's right. I said it. I sue for pussy support. Every Sunday. You gotta come over and let me get it in. That's what I'm suing for, damn it. That's all I need. And then I can get my own money, get my own car, my own house. You know, but I need that.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. No. No. Strong J, good answer. Strong J, good answer. Oh my gosh. But you know, the sad thing is, E, there is like different clause in people's like prenup agreements that has that says like you gotta maintain a certain weight, and there is things that exist like that. So for you to say that, I'm just like, heck no. Yes, you gotta maintain a certain weight, you gotta, you know, keep yourself up. You gotta, if you find yourself getting big, you may have to, you know, work, do plastic surgery. Like, there's people who put that in their prenup.
Whoa. Oh, okay. So it'd be real when you be seeing on the movies, dude be talking about before they get married, they gotta have sex 3 times a week. It might be Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Wow, that shit's for real.
It's for real.
Whoa. I don't even know what to say. Wow. I know what to say. Give me a pen. I need to write this down. I can put this in there. I need to write
You can
down.
Put that in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lawyers got to sign off on it. Lawyers got to agree to it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they gonna know my business, but hey, I'm still gonna be getting it in. I'm just saying.
Every Sunday.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Get it?
Oh,
that's right. Fuck it. So let's see. Damn, I never did get to that lady. Maybe we'll have to get to her later because I forgot to read her story.
Alex Morgan. Looked like she was yelling at some Disney staffers in front of guests when she was thrown out of the Epcot Center on Sunday. So apparently she's a MLS soccer player. I guess I don't know what happened. I don't know. Knows a lot of sweat, team effort, pressure. Damn, pressure to let her go. What? The sweat team? Sweat? Look, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm not going to get involved in all that shit right now. Just know Alex Morgan was super drunk, and she got thrown out, and I know the SWAT team. She must have been walking around talking, I know the SWAT team scaring people. So, all right, that's what it is. All right, I'm just going to leave that alone. Okay. So, let's see. Any other entertainment news we might got? We ain't got much time. It's almost the end of the show anyway.
Geez, and we didn't even do our topic tonight, so I guess we got to come back to that one.
Ooh. I totally forgot.
I just kind of took over monstrously. My bad, y'all. Listen, y'all have ample time to still comment, and we will do that in Comma Cafe because it could go both ways with that one. So still, we'll post it again, and let's get some more answers and post on that so we can really dive in to that, because it's a serious, you know, thing that happens all the time in the entertainment business. So I can't wait.
Right. Some people ask the nation because it happens in their city. So apparently it's an abroad thing that's going on in the music industry right now. So it has something to do with management. So if you know our pages, you better go check our pages, look for the comments, put your comment in, or call in on Comma Cafe. It can get heated. I'm just saying we ain't taking no names that night. Don't call nobody out. Just tell your story. Say it hypothetically. Do what you gotta do. But, yeah, it could get rough that night. So all we're going to say is there is no wrong answer. People respect other people's comments, and we can keep it moving. Get it? So, So let's see. So I guess, shit, anything else we want to put out here before we get to our last words?
Oh, yeah. Well, since we're talking about prenup, have you ever wanted to get married? Like, do you desire to get married? I'm putting it out there, y'all. I'm putting it out there for them, you know. Putting it out there for y'all ladies. I'm putting it out there for y'all ladies. Look at Miss Unbelievable. Putting it out there for you ladies.
Ain't this like some of them questions that was supposed to be in my upcoming interview here on Monsters Radio? Oops, I didn't mean to leak
So I'm just giving them a little preview, just a little bit. There's more, just a little preview.
That's a little preview. Get to know a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the interview. Get to know a monster. Marriage. Have I ever wanted to get married? Yes, I actually have. I actually wanted to marry me before. It just did not work out. When you say it wasn't me, it was them. Because I was head over heels, and there was nothing I would not have done to make that thing happen. But I tried before. It didn't work, and I've been kind of like phobic about it ever since. Don't say.
Y'all hear that, ladies?
It is what it is.
Aww. Y'all hear that, ladies? You gotta get the phobia away from him. See who got that magic touch.
Alma says, "Leave me the hell alone. Don't bother me. Leave me alone." I'm just saying.
You just saying and you're choking at the same time. Pray for him, Jesus. Help him, Jesus, over there.
Take the wheel. And drop me off at the bus stop. What's another type of question that I may be asked those ones? I might answer another one. Who knows? But what's some type of questions that you think I'm going to be asked in this interview? In an interview with E-Monster.
Ooh. How did you get the name Monster, E-Monster? What is the monstrous brand and where you see it in the future? How did you know you wanted to get into the radio and the lyrics and the rapping? And how was your childhood and how did that affect your rapping and your music and your knowledge of the game? So, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one about actually how my childhood affects my music with my lyrics and things like that. It really does have a really, really deep, deep connection. I'm not going to say what that connection is until that interview, but it has a very deep connection between the two, between my lyrics and my actual childhood itself. So I'm pretty sure. Wow, I never really been asked that question. I even actually had to take a second to analyze it. When I analyze, I'm like, wow, that's a good question, because it does have a relevance. For some people, it may not, but for me, it really, really does. So I really hope you guys tune into that interview coming up here soon. That's an interview with E-Monster. I think we're just going to call it an interview with the monster. With the monster. Yeah, we're gonna figure out something.
Yeah, I like that. No, interview with the monster by Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, you know, Miss Unbelievable, if y'all want to, you know, hire Miss Unbelievable for anything, any hosting, I am available. Don't put myself out there.
Yeah.
Just
monsterusradio.com
or, you know, hit us on our website, The Mom Stars. Yeah.
And we'll handle it from there.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. And don't forget about this Halloween. Oh, damn, we're running out of time. We're taking it to the wild tonight. We're taking it to the wild.
Woo!
Halloween
party,
so
29. Let's go.
Now, I know Baby Boo, number one photos, called in last night and talked about the show. I know she said she didn't want to give away too much about what's going on. But I'm thinking us Monsters Radio, us the Monstars, because, you know, they're on the ones and twos, and we'll make sure the party is grooving. I think we should give away our own things for the best costume. I don't know if we should give away cash, prize, or we should give away trophies.
Well, I think, you know, I think we should give away some monstrous gear with our monstrous wear. You know, we got earrings, we got, you know, t-shirts. I got a gift card that, you know, can go in there. And then I think we should just, like, rock that trophy. You know what I'm saying? I think we should do a trophy. I think, you know, we need to come out as the Monstars, you know, and the Monster and all of us, and just really set ourselves, you know, say, this is what we're doing with y'all, with Betty Boop, and having some fun with you, you know, and just enjoying all of us together as a team, you know, being monstrous. Like, whenever you think about a contest, you got to think monstrous. Like, I'm like putting my little costumes on Facebook, like, which one, y'all? What I'm going to do? Because I'm trying to win myself, trying to come in there monstrous. I had a few ideas, and they going to be hot. I had a few ideas. I must say, my girls is rising to the occasion for this event. So you guys need to come out. It's the 29th of October. It's at the Red Sea. It's a Sunday, but check it out, y'all. Y'all can get it in on Monday and talk about how much fun you had at the Halloween party. You know, just think of it as a office party, because we going to get it in with the fun and everything else. So come out, support. If y'all need any information, it'll be on our pages. So, hoo-hoo.
Right. Now, it's at the Red Sea on Cedar Avenue. Like she said, you can connect with us on our pages or send me an email to monsterusradio@gmail.com, and I can get you all the information you need. We also have a lineup of some independent artists. We have it's going to be a hell of a night, I'm telling y'all. Like Baby Boo said, you can wear that costume more than once or twice. You dig? I just suggest you watch that motherfucker. Don't come out there all funky. So that's right. We're going to figure out something special. I'm thinking about putting up a poll or something on what we should do to see what the people want.
I
think we should do something like that.
So I that's our time, y'all. So we're gonna go ahead and get up out of here. I guess you got any last words there, Miss Unbelievable, as we get on up out of y'all?
Love strong. That's it. Love strong. And don't be afraid to love. It's all right. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Ooh, especially if you ask for your prenup money. It is what it is. I think what we should start doing is at the end. I think we should start doing your word thing. You know how you do every day. You do your word thing. One time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should start doing
the word of the day. Today was territorial. Was it territorial?
It was territorial, like I'm territorial now. I didn't say we was doing it tonight. I said in the future, player. This is my time. I gave you your shout out. Don't step in my square. So, don't forget you can always connect with me on all social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything's going to be E-M-O-N-S-T-A. Actually, on Snapchat, it's E-M-O-N-S-T-A-4. But I'm just going to keep it 100. I don't even really play over there that much. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. That's where you're going to find me. And everything's DJ E-Monster or Monster US Radio. So, all right, on my way up out of here, you know how I do it. Hey, it's Tuesday night. I know in some places y'all be like, ain't nothing happening. But now here in the Twin Cities, we keep it lit every night of the week. You can go find somewhere hot to kick it at tonight, somewhere in the Twin Cities. But I tell you this, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the race tomorrow. It's Wet Wednesdays. Oops, my bad. Deuces.